Episode 17. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitraf with this week's Talmud podcast. This week we're going to be covering Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. We'll be doing a lot of the Gemara, the last Tosfos, the Rashi, and the Ritva. The Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Papa, Shomer Chinam, Kevin Sh'amar Pashati, Matya Et Kefela. A Shomer Chinam, someone who watches somebody else's object for free, since he said Pashati, he claims he was negligent, he will receive the Kefel. Even though he didn't pay yet, and he just claimed that he was negligent, but since he obligated himself, he's going to receive the kefil if the animal is found, he will receive the fine. Why? Like it says, the boy patanafshia b'geneva. Because since he could have exempted himself by claiming the thing was stolen, so since he admitted that he was negligent, he will get the kefil, even though he didn't pay yet. Rav Papa continues and says like this, Shomer Sachar, Kevin Sha'aba Nignava, Matya Et Kefela. A Shomer Sachar, a paid watchman, will receive the Kefel just by saying that the animal was stolen. Why? Because he could have claimed that the animal hurt itself or the animal died, and he would have been Pater. So the same thing, just by claiming that the animal was stolen, that's enough for him to get the kefil, because the Baal wants his money, and he knows that he had a way out. He could have claimed the animal got damaged or died. Rav Papa continues and says, a shoel, someone who borrowed an animal, sha'amar hareini mishalem, and he claims, I'm going to pay you, lo makne de kefela, he will not get the kefil. Why not? But my havilei l'nifter nasheya, how can he possibly pater himself? But mis makas balacha, by claiming the animal died while doing the work that he was supposed to do? Mis makas malacha lo shkiach. That doesn't normally happen. It's a very strange claim, to claim that the animal died just because he was doing what he was supposed to do. In other words, the animal was made for this type of work, and he died doing that type of work because of that work. It's very rare. Something like that doesn't happen. So since he has no way out, just claiming that you're going to pay, that's not enough, says Rav Papa. The Gemara continues, V'ikad da'ame am Rav Papa, but there's another shita in Rav Papa that says, Shoel nami kevin sh'amarein mishalim, since he says that he's going to pay, makin el kefel, we do give him the kefel. Why? V'i boy pater nafshe, b'misa machmas malacha. He can claim that the animal died doing his work. So according to the Ikad Amre, since that is a valid claim that the animal died during its work, and he does have a way out, just saying that he's going to pay is enough to receive the kefil, because the Baal wants to get his money back. So he's willing to give him the kefil. So that was Rav Papa, and he said three things. A Shomer Chinim, if he says Hareini Mishalem, will receive the kefil. A Shomer Sachar, if he says Hareini Mishalem, he will receive the kefil. But a Shoel, who says Hareini Mishalem, I'm willing to pay, will not receive the kefil. Then there's the Ikad Amre that says that even a Shoel who claims that he will pay, he will also get the kefil. Comes along Rav Zvid and says, Hachi Amar Abaya, this is what Abaya said. Shoel, Ad Sheshilem. A Shoel will not receive the kefil until he pays. My time, what's the reason why? Hoy v'kohana shalo. Since he receives all the pleasure. Dibur lo makni le kefela. So therefore, it's not enough to just claim that you're going to pay. You're going to actually pay, because a Shoel, a person who borrows, he gets everything for free. So it's not enough just to say, I'm going to pay. You're going to have to pay. If you want to get the kefil, you're going to have to pay me cash up front. Which is a different reason that Rav Papa brought, because Rav Papa said the reason why, that he had no claim, Meis Makos Malacha. Abaye is claiming it's because all the pleasure is his. And he brings a braisa that says, Tanya Kavaisei, the Rav Zvid, HaShoel Paro Mechavero, as someone who borrows an animal from his friend, V'nignava, and it gets stolen, Kideim HaShoel, if he advances, and he pays, V'shileim, V'achak nimsa aganav, and afterwards we find the ganav, mishalem tishlumi kefil l'shoel. The shoel will receive the kefil. So if we medakdek in the braisa, it says kidim v'shalem, he has to actually pay. It's not enough to say hareini mishalem. So now we're going to juxtapose this braisa against Rav Papa. It's not good if there's a braisa against Rav Papa. So the Gemara wants to figure out where this fits. It says, lishnikama de Rav Papa vade lo havi tiyufta. The Lishnah comma of Reb Papa, surely it is not a contradiction. Why? Because the first sheet that we brought in Reb Papa is that Harani Mishalem doesn't work. So there, this Brisa is not in contradiction with that. Why? Because the Brisa says, Ki Deim Vishalem. Only if he advances and he pays will he receive the Kefil. Mashma, we can infer that Harani Mishalem is not enough. So that seems to line up with the Lishnah comma of Reb Papa. The Gemara continues and says, Lishna Basra lemiti a tiyufta. Let us say that the Lishna Basra of Rav Papa is a tiyufta, because the Ika de Amre in Rav Papa was that if he says Harini Mishalim, it is enough. Why? Because he could claim Meis Machmas Balacha, he could claim that the animal died doing its work, and therefore he'll have a way out, and therefore Harini Mishalim is enough, the Baal is willing to give it. But this Brisa seems to be saying Ki Din Mishalim. No, it's only if he advances and he pays, do we say that he receives the kefil. So the Brisa is against the Ika d'Amrei and Rav Papa. The Gemara wants to answer, no, Rav Papa will answer you. Amar lecha Rav Papa, mi alima masnisin deketani shilem v'ukmene ba'amar, hachinami ba'amar. No, don't you know, earlier in the Gemara, we had Rev Yochanan, when it said Shilem in the Mishnah, Shilem, but the word say Nishpa. So Rev Yochanan said, it's Lav Dafka Shilem. It doesn't really mean Shilem. It just means if you said Harani Mishalem, that's enough. So if we see that we can do that in the Mishnah, so surely we could do the same thing in the Brisa. So when it said Kidem Vishilem, it really means that he meant Harani Mishalem. And therefore, it's not a stira. There's no contradiction. Rev Papa in the Ika D'Amri says Harani Mishalem works. And here also will say Harini Mishalim works. So the Gemara doesn't like that answer. The Gemara says, Mi Dami, how can you compare this Brisa to the Mishnah? They're not similar. Hasam lo ketani kidem. There it didn't say kidem, he advanced, he went forward and he paid. Haka ketani kidem, but here it says he went forward. So what does it mean? Kidem Vishalim, he advanced himself, he paid. It must mean he paid mamish. Don't come along and say, because we made it in the Kimta in the Mishnah, that Shilem is lav dafka, means Harani Mishalim, they could do the same thing here, because here it says kidem. So the Gemara answers, no, my kidem, kinde va'amar. You can still do it. Even though it says he advanced and he paid, it could mean that he advanced and he said. He came forward and he said, Harani Mishalim. So therefore, there's no contradiction between the Brisa for the Ika d'Amri and Rav Papa. Comes along the Rashi on the statement of the Gemara that said, Lishna kama de Rav Papa, vadai lo hayat yufta. The first reading of Rev Papa surely was not a contradiction. What did Rev Papa say? He said that Harani Mishalim will not work. It's not enough, because since he cannot claim Meis Machmas Malacha, he cannot claim that the animal died because of its work. Therefore, Harani Mishalim just saying is not enough. So the Gemara said, Vadai, this is not a contradiction to the Brisa, which claims that you have to pay. Because the Brisa says what it says, Gufe, Kidim Vishalim, the Brisa says, you have to advance and you have to pay. Mashma, we can infer that saying is not enough. So that's not a contradiction to the first understanding of Rav Papa. There seems to be no contradiction. But comes along Rashi with a Kasha, he says. The name of the cave at the time of the Rav Papa, Meshum, the low, Havile, Lemifter, Nafshea, Havi, Meis, Machmas, Malacha, Lo shkiach. Maybe you'll say, since the logic of Rev Papa was that the reason why it doesn't work is because you cannot claim Meis Machmas Malacha, and therefore Harani Mishalim will not work. But he says, Afilu kidem v'shalim nami eisle l'Rev Papa delo konele. What's the difference if he comes forward and he pays? If we say that Meis Machmas Malacha is not a taina, it's no claim, that means that he's obligated to pay the guy back. He has to give the original owner the money for the lost animal. And since there's no way out, what's the difference if he pays? The guy has them. So why would he receive the kefil by paying? Since the guy has no way out and he has no claim, the owner will not give the kefil to this guy because he knows he has to pay him in the end. So Rashi wants to answer. We can see from the Lashon and the Gemara itself that it's not true, because Rav Papa's statement was, Harani Mishalim doesn't work. We can infer from there that if he paid, it would work. Why does it say that even if he claims he will not receive the kefil, he should have said a bigger Kiddush, which is that even if he pays, he won't receive the kefil. So from the fact that Rav Papa said Harani Mishalim doesn't work, we can infer that paying would work. And even though it's true, he doesn't have a claim of Meis Machmas Malacha because it's not a good claim, but the Baal will still give him the kefil as long as he gets paid. Comes along the last Tosafos in the Daf and brings the Rach who disagrees with Rashi. The Rach doesn't like this Svara. It doesn't make any sense. If Meis Machmas Halacha is no longer a Taina, it's not a good claim because it's not Shchiach. It doesn't happen very often. It seems to be something strange claiming that the animal died during his work. So therefore, it doesn't matter if he pays or if he doesn't pay. Up to now, we've been learning the whole Gemara that if the guy has no way out, so of course he doesn't get the kefil, because the guy is sure that he's going to get his money. Why would he give him the kefil? Same thing here. He disagrees with Rashi. Comes along to Tosafos and explains. The Amar Reini Mishalim lo kaneh the kefil. If he said that he wants to pay, that's not enough. Avah shilem kaneh a kefil. But if he pays, it is enough. Comes along the Rach and says, the Rach gar is vadai havi tiyufta. Not the Lashon vadai lo hayav tiyufta. He says the opposite. Vadai, it is a tiyufta. It surely contradicts the first statement of Rav Papa. The statement of kidei mishalim, which means if you pay, you get, contradicts the statement of Rav Papa that said Harini mishalim doesn't work. But not only does Harini mishalim not work, but also paying will not work. The cave in the Rav Papa meforish taima mashum the lo shkiach. Since Rav Papa explained that the reason why it doesn't work is because the taina of meis machmas malacha is not shkiach, it's not a normal claim, so it won't work even if he pays. High time of Shaya Kafila Bishilem. What's the difference? Even if he pays, it's still not a claim. And therefore, the Rach wants to change the Girsa to say it surely is a contradiction and paying will not work. Except now we have a difficulty. We have the Raya of Rashi. Rashi said, no, it can't mean that. Why? Because it said Arani Mishalim doesn't work. Mashma paying does work. If you wanted to say that paying didn't work, so say it. Paying doesn't work. Don't say that saying doesn't work. So the Tosos knocks out the proof of Rashi and says like this. I did teach that saying doesn't work. Why did it say that? Mishum because the first two cases were cases of Harini Mishalim. Rav Papa started out with the Shomer Chinam saying that if he says he'll pay, he gets the kefil. He went to Shomer Sachar and he says that if he says he'll pay, he'll get the kefil. So he continued in the same line and he said that if a Shoel says, he will not get the kefil. But it's also true that the Shoel will not get even if the Shoel pays. And the Tosfos will dolchek the language of the Gemara for the sake of the Svara. The Svara is that if Meis Machmas Malacha is not a Taina, it's not a Taina whether you pay or whether you don't pay. It's not a Taina. So therefore, it's guaranteed that the owner is going to get his money back, and therefore he won't get the kefil. And that's the Svara that we set up until now. Comes along the Ritva and wants to explain the Machlokis, Tosfos, and Rashi. He says like this, Perish Rach in Tosfos, Zeh Lashon, the high Lishon of Filu Shilem. This is true even if he pays. The high Lishon of Filu Shalim Mamish, then even if he Mamish pays, it's still true that he doesn't get. Lo Machne Lekafel, he's not going to get the Kefil. Cave and the Meis Machmas Malacha Lo Shkiach. The Taina doesn't go away, it's not Shkiach, it's not a good Taina. And since the first two cases in Rav Papa were cases where he just said that he's going to pay, so he continued with the Lashon of saying that he's going to pay, Harini Mishalim. And therefore, the Rach changes the Lashon in the Gemara to say, Vadai, it is a Tiyufta. Surely it's a contradiction because the Taina is not Taina and paying's not going to help. He explains Rashi, Aval Rashi, Zau, Perish, the Lahai Lishna Dafka Amira. No, when it said Harenim Mishalim, it's Dafka. Lo Machne Kefela, Kaven the Mace Machmus Malaka, Lo Shkiak, the Ekotart de la Gerusa. He explains there's really two things going on. There's the fact that he just said and he didn't pay, and there's also the Taina. Aval Shilem Mamish Kone Kefela. But if you add the paying into the equation, that will work. And it doesn't matter that the Taina is not a Taina. L'kaman hakigaris lishn l'kaman the Rav Papa lo havi tiyufta. And therefore we have the girsa of Rashi like our Gemara. For perishu zeh lashin lishn l'kaman the Rav Papa lo havi tiyufta. Af agav the talui taimu mishum the meis machmas malacha. Even though it's true that we said that meis machmas malacha is not a Taina if he didn't pay, that it's not shkiach, afilo haki ko shekidim v'shilim makne kefela. But if the guy comes along and pays, he will receive the kefel. Ah, what happened to the svar if you don't have a taina so you don't get? So I saw one of the Mefarshim wants to explain Rashi that it could be that he still doesn't want the tircha. It's true, you're saying you want to pay, but if you don't actually pay, we might wind up in Beis Din, it's going to be a tircha. So even though you have no way out, but still I might have to drag the money out of you. So therefore we can say for Rashi that even though he doesn't have a taina, but still the Baal is worried that maybe he's not going to get his cash. So Hareini Mishalim will not be enough because I might still have the tircha getting the money out of you. Ah, it's true, you have to pay because you have no taina. You have no taina of Meis Makas Malacha, but still I might have a hard time getting the money. And that's what Rashi's svar is. The Rach, on the other hand, will say that since you have no taina, whether you pay or whether you don't pay, you have no taina, and you're going to have to pay me, you're obligated to me, and therefore I'm not worried, and I'm not going to give you the kefil. Comes along the Torah's Chaim, and he wants to bring a proof for the side of Tosfos. He says like this, "De'ishi le'mahani, le'lishne kamadar of Papa." If you want to say like Rashi's saying that Shilim's going to help according to Rav Papa, Afagav de Eis le Meis Makmos Malacha lo Shkiach, even though the Taina of Meis Makmos Malacha is not Shkiach, im ken amayka amar taima de Abaya, da amar achi Shilim ashum de Kohana Shalo. Why did Abaya come along with a different logic and say that the reasoning why Hareini Mishalim does not work, it's not enough, is because he gets all the pleasure. V'lo ka'amar taimin delayo. Just let him say the reason above, which is meis makmas malacha, it's not a taina, mishum meis makmas malacha lo shkiach. Just say that. Elavadai, he wants to say, I armeinu meis makmas malacha lo shkiach. If we say this not shkiach, afilu shilem nami lo mahani. It must be, it's no taina at all. It doesn't work if you don't pay, and it doesn't work if you pay. So he wants to explain that the Gemara seems to be leaning towards the side of Tosfos because Abaya changed the Sfara. If Abaya just wanted to explain why Hareini Mishalim didn't work, he should have just said, because Meis Machmas Halacha is not a Taina. Why did he come on to a new Taina that all the pleasure is his? It must be that if you hold that Meis Machmas Halacha is not a Taina, it's not a Taina whether you pay, or it's not a Taina whether you don't pay. It's never a Taina. And therefore, the Girs of the Rach, which makes more sense, because Vada, it is a Taina. You have to Rev Papa. Ki de Mishalim is what the Brisa says, that if you pay, you get. And Rev Papa is holding that even if you pay, you will not get, because Meis Machmas Lacha is not a Taina and is never a Taina. Okay, that's it for this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share it with your friends, and please look below this video for any links to extra material to help you to understand this class. Marabakive ashleichem, isruva ilashleichem, lichverai miyatem.